Masechet Menachot Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah will talk about the pasuk that tells us that if somebody has an obligation of a korban, that they can only bring that korban through Holin. What we mentioned in the last Mishnah. Mishnah says, Minayin laomer hare alai toda lo yavi ella mina Holin. Where do we know that when somebody says, I accept upon myself to bring a korban toda, that they're only allowed to bring the korban from holin, from non-sacred money, as opposed to ma'aser sheni money, which is sacred? How do I know that? Shine'emar, mezavachta pesach la'adonai Elohecha sonu bakar. I learned it from the fact that Torah says you should slaughter for the korban pesach to Hashem flocks and cattle. Flocks are lambs and goats, and then cattle is something else. So we have a problem with that pasuk. Hello. And Pesach ba ela min hakevasim umin ha'izim. We know that Korban Pesach can only be brought from lambs and from goats. It cannot be brought from cattle, like the Torah tells us straight out, that only lambs and goats could be used for Korban Pesach. Im ken, lama ne'emar sonu bakar. If so, why does the Torah say the word bakar over here? What are we learning out from the extra word bakar? Answers the Mishnah, ela lahakish kol haba min habakar umin hatzon la Pesach. In order to compare every korban that's brought from cattle and from flocks to the korban Pesach, as follows: Ma Pesach shehu ba min bechova eno ba ela min haholin. Just like korban Pesach, which is an obligation, could only be brought from holin. There was no concept of maaser sheni during the first command in Egypt about korban Pesach. There was no idea of maaser sheni. Everything had to be from their own pocket, all from holin. Therefore, af kol davar shehu ba bechova lo yavo ela min haholin. So to any korban that is obligatory can only be brought from holin. Lefichach, therefore, haomer hare alai toda hare alai shelamim. If somebody takes an obligation upon themselves, they accept upon themselves the obligation of a korban toda, or they accept upon themselves the obligation of a shelamim, ho'il vehem ba'im chova, since these offerings are brought because of that obligation that they just made, lo yavo'u ela min haholin. It can only be brought from holin. They can only be brought from non-sacred money, from their own money. V'hanesachim bekol makom lo yavo'u ela min haholin. But nesachim, in all types of cases, the wines and the mincha that are brought with different korbanot, lo yavo'u ela min haholin, can only be brought from holin. In all scenarios, they can only be brought from holin. We mentioned in the last Mishnah that when it comes to a todah, if there was a voluntary todah, then that could come from the ma'aser sheni money. But here we're saying when it comes to the nesachim are fully poured or offered on the mizbeach. They're not eaten whatsoever. And in order to use ma'aser sheni money in any capacity, they have to be consumed or eaten or enjoyed by the person. So here, the nesachim are never enjoyed whatsoever. They're fully offered on the mizbeach. So there's no scenario that they could be purchased with the money of ma'aser sheni that a person redeemed.